I want a dog, Daddy.
Then pray for a stray, Rachel.
Dear God, please send...
Rachel?
Yes, Mommy?
Hang on a second. Who are you?
That's Pluto, our new stray dog.
That's on me.
Come on, Pluto!
God, help us.
We're awfully small, aren't we, boy? So maybe we're just a part of something awfully big.
That is the trailer for The Stray, Ken's newest movie that comes out this weekend in theaters around the country. In this episode of the Ken Brailsford Podcast, Ken sits down and reflects about what got him excited about making movies in the first place. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's going to be opening this Friday all across the country in more than 600 theaters. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think my path to movies began as a young child in Salt Lake City when I was growing up, being an only child. And I write about this in my book, My Life Encapsulated, which is sold on Amazon. And my parents sent me to babysit myself, really, when I was 7 or 8 years old in Salt Lake. Of course, it was much safer then around, and you could do that as a child. You couldn't now. But they'd give me 30 cents, which to them was a lot of money, but it was a babysitting fee, I guess is maybe the way they looked at it. And I would take that 30 cents, go downtown Salt Lake, and look at every theater, the marquee, to see every theater what was playing. And then I'd backtrack to the theater that had the movie I wanted to see. I would pay 25 cents to get in, buy a 5-cent box of dots, and it would entertain me for a couple of hours, maybe 3 hours, because usually they were double features. And I just did that every Saturday. I loved it. Didn't see really after we moved, after my father became a PhD in chemistry and metallurgy, we moved to Cedar City, Utah, and then on to California a couple of years later. I didn't see any movies till I was late teens. But then it kind of rekindled my feelings for movies. Didn't really get into movies after that until after I was married. And as a married couple, my wife and I occasionally would go and watch a movie. So it became an entertainment for us and something that was fun, and we enjoyed it. And so I kind of grew into this thought about movies and loving them, and especially good, wholesome movies. That's really mostly what they made when I was growing up. Now there are so many dark and dreary ones that I don't think people should waste their money on. But, you know, one point when I had my business going, a number of years ago, I was looking into getting a script written for a movie, and I didn't realize at the time that I didn't have the financial means to produce a movie or even get one going, so it didn't go anyplace. But 16 years ago, I invested in a movie called The Other Side of Heaven, and it was a true story, and it was a missionary-type story, and it was wonderful. I didn't play any role in the production or anything, and I only put a small amount of money as a percentage of the budget into it, but it kind of got me hooked. And 2 years ago, I produced and released a movie called Christmas Eve that was really fun. When I was first approached on it, the budget was too high, and I turned Mitch Davis down, who was the director, writer, etc. And a couple of years later, he came back and said, hey, we can do the movie for half the cost by filming it in Bulgaria. They have a film studio there. And so I ponied up and said, okay, I'll produce the movie and let's go for it. Well, the Christmas Eve is still around. You can buy the DVDs now. You can get on iTunes or Amazon and or on video on demand and see the movie. I saw the script for The Stray, and I got excited about it because I knew that this was out of Mitch Davis's life. It was an experience of how a dog literally changed the life of a family for the best and saved their lives in the end. And so we could produce it at the right price, so I became the executive producer of that movie as well. And it's hitting the theaters this weekend. It's all across America. in more than 600 theaters. So I hope the audience will go find it and watch it, and you'll love it. All of the test audience have raved about the movie so far, and especially children. It's a PG-rated movie. Children love it, and the adults love it. And it's just good for everybody. It's a good family movie that we don't get enough of. And it's a Christian movie. It makes you feel good. It makes you realize there's more to life than just what we think sometimes. It was interesting to watch a scene filmed over and over and over again till it was done right. And they had several copies of it. And so they could pick and choose and cut and splice and everything they do in movies. And it was fun. I enjoyed it. I just don't have a lot of time normally to do that type of thing. And this whole movie thing, so The Stray's great. Coming out in first of the year is Canal Street, which I had some involvement in that. I believe I'm being listed as an executive producer on that movie also. But so I just love movies. I'm really excited to see what The Stray does this weekend. I think it'll be great. It should end up on Netflix. I don't know, down the road someplace, and DVD and all those other things, video on demand things, but down the road. Look for it, find it, you'll enjoy the movie, you'll be glad you did.